It's not about working harder. It's not taking on the next task. And in fact, it's the exact opposite. One of the great adventures that I'm on these days is creating more space in my life. Just to be, just to sit, just to sip a cup of coffee or tea, to be alone with my own thoughts so that I can get the awarenesses that are meant to flow through me.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
What's up, what's up, what's up, my beautiful queen? I am so excited to be here with you in today's podcast, and I am so grateful for all the love you have been giving in reviews, and I'm really, really thankful that because you show up and are listening to this, I get to do the work that is in my heart, that's in my soul, that is what I'm here to do. So we know that it's always a double blessing when you show up to be you because there's someone else that needs what is inside you. So it feels really special to be here today. Transparently, I'm normally a one-take wonder with videos, audios, any of it. It's kind of just press play. However, this is literally, I don't know, the fourth or fifth time I have restarted recording this particular podcast. And I'm well aware of why, because I just jumped right in and I know what I want to talk about, but I was like, it was kind of scrambled in my head. And that's when I get reminded, pray, Gina, pray. Start with prayer. Don't leave it as a last resort. So to anchor us all in, and particularly myself today, I would like to start with a prayer, which I know will make the whole message so much more fun, so much more powerful and delightful. But let's just close our eyes for a moment and breathe. And just let's feel gratitude and appreciation for this moment. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter what's not going on in your life, just the bliss of this present moment, the stillness and the peacefulness of this present moment, the reminder that who you are is enough in this present moment, the reminder that you are loved, the reminder that you are human and you don't have any requirement to be what you think is perfect because you already are perfect. And let's just soak in the love that God, Spirit, and the universe has for us right now. With this gentle reminder that who we are is enough. Yes. Yes. And now let's give that same love that God gives to us, let's feel it from ourselves. And let yourself know that you are loved by you. It's a whole different essence when we can feel ourselves being there for us. When you become your own number one advocate. And now from this space, we choose to begin again. We say, dear God, thank you. Thank you for our lives, and thank you for this day. Thank you for this moment, and thank you for all of the rearrangement that you are creating in our lives, in our businesses, in our thoughts, feelings, emotions, body, and in this world. Today we open up to receiving your message, receiving your truth, receiving your love, and letting all of that flow through us. We open up to receiving from you. We open up to the higher vibration that we get to receive. The alignment, the pureness, and the power. And we pray that as a result of experiencing this podcast, that we all would be lifted into our greatness, into our truth, and into our next level. And we pray this believing. Amen. So I noticed myself getting a little off kilter today. I am part of this amazing mastermind group, and we start at 6 a.m. And normally I get up pretty early, somewhere around 4:30 or 5. And today I didn't quite feel like it. So I was kind of like laying in bed, and then I was like, oh, wait, I got to get up because I got to start the mastermind. And then I noticed that I've been in such a state of flow, such a state of receptivity, abundance, receiving because of my morning routine, because I get up when the house is quiet and I light these beautiful candles and I don't look at my phone and I start with reading. And right now I'm in rereading Ask and It Is Given. And it puts me in this powerful, clean, pure alignment. And then I'm there for myself. Then I journal, and then just whatever feels luscious to me. And recently I've just, probably because I'm not in Italy during this fall season where I normally love white truffle season, I'm like buying all these beautiful coffee table books, like all on Italy. And I've just found myself really enjoying perusing these beautiful pages of food and landscape and wine and people and joy and happiness is what I attribute Italy to. And anyways, so I got on the mastermind call today, and one of the themes was, and this is a theme in my own life, but the theme among so many of the women is our up level, our next level is directly connected to how open are we going to be to receiving. And receiving in many of the feminine forms. I think that a lot of us that have been working away at our businesses, we've gotten better at receiving recognition, a compliment, the understanding that the work we do makes a difference in people's lives, money, maybe even supportive team players. But what I've noticed that I believe women like you and me are craving is really getting great at receiving more from the realm of the feminine. For some, it's being able to receive romance and pleasure and play and passion. For other women, it's like feeling amazing receiving flowers. And you know, I got many issues in life. This is just not one of my categories that I'm tripped up with. You know, I'm very blessed. Glenn gets me flowers every week and dazzles me. I remember one time, I don't know, I finished something, maybe it was a launch or something, and we were leaving to go out of town the next day. And he got me flowers like that day. And I'm like, it was this big, gorgeous arrangement. And I was like, baby, they're beautiful. Thank you. And I was like, well, we're going out of town tomorrow. And he said, it doesn't matter. He said, I wanted to celebrate you today. And so every week he gets me flowers, and I graciously accept, and I'm very comfortable receiving. But then I was just like, I've been in so many conversations where women have been so hunkered down in the workspace that opening up to receiving is feeling awkward and uncomfortable. And I would love to demystify this. I would love to just, I don't even say break this down. I want to open it like a blossoming flower in this graceful unfolding so that women like us return to our natural feminine state and femininity, like I write about in my book, The Audacity to Be Queen. It's all about receiving. The masculine is all about giving. And, you know, it shows up in these like sneaky little areas. You know, one of my friends, she was sitting there talking about she needed a massage. And I was like, get the massage. Like, even that was a lot of receiving. And then she was sitting there telling me, she's like, you know, I finally went and I called, and it was this really stressful situation that like we couldn't coordinate schedules with the girl on the phone. It was just like, and I just said to her, I was like, what are you doing making that phone call yourself? It's not that any of us are too good for it or any of that, but you make significant money. Like, why have you not hired a personal assistant to handle your personal appointments in your life? And like the look on her, like the thought of receiving that level of support. And then someone else said, yeah, like because I would just tell myself it's easier for me to make the phone call myself. And then someone else said, like, it's hard for me to spend money on myself. And it was like this whole sort of like domino effect around modern day women like us. We have been so conditioned that we have to give and we have to work and we have to provide and we've got to take the action and do the strategy and all the stuff that is neck up and all the stuff that is in us because we are part masculine as well. And I just want to take a stand for all of us women to deepen into our femininity. And whatever that's going to look like for you, whatever that's going to do, there's another woman I was talking to, and I'm talking about, these are all really successful business owners. They are not new to the personal development scene. They are not new to any of it. And she said to me, she said, Jeannie, I had like a whole afternoon off last week, and I wanted to call you because I didn't even know what to do with myself if I wasn't working. Like, I didn't even know how to like spend that afternoon. And I'm thinking like, sister, my, you know, eyelashes start fluttering and my heart starts beating quickly. It's like, this is what I am here for. This is what I would love to help you sort that out. And for every queen, it is different for sure. But the concept of us returning to the feminine arts, for me, I shared my morning routine. That's so important to me. And even when I light a candle, like I notice, like we've got lighters around the house that have like plastic on them, or like Glenn smokes cigars, so like we'll have like these little like ridiculous flip over matches or whatever. And I was just like, this is not how I want to light my candle in the morning. And I went and I did a search for like beautiful wooden matches where it's like it's a gorgeous ritual that I get to receive and take that in. And the feminine is about beauty and us really getting great at creating these beautiful lives. And if you don't have someone in your life who's going to send you flowers each week, get them for yourself. Let yourself go to the farmer's market or Whole Foods or hire the florist down the street to just deliver gorgeous blossoms to you. I know Glenn uses farm girl a lot. You know, like there's just like so many ways that we deserve to treat ourselves really well. And, you know, they say that flowers are a natural mood elevator. And think about it, every time you look at your flowers, it's like, you're like, oh, those are beautiful. And if you actually take the time to go and smell them, it just, you're just like, ah, and breathing a bit deeper. And, you know, I see it in all the time in women who might be a little bit earlier on their journey. Like they have trouble not just spending money on themselves, but actually investing in themselves. I think I've shared, you know, I've launched programs where I've really wanted to make it so accessible to so many people and stretched out the payment plan. And some of the payment plans have been like $289 a month. And to see thousands of women around the world just like say no, shut it off, tell themselves that they can't afford it. And it's all because we've been programmed and conditioned that we're not worth it, that we don't have what it takes, that we need to ask other people for permission, that it's okay to spend money on other people or other things, but not what's going to improve or better our lives. And for some people that needs to start, no, I don't want to say needs, that could start with investing in yourself, like I did at the beginning, so that I would become the best version of me. And then these days, it's about really allowing yourself to receive whatever it is that is going to take you to that next level. But it's not what we've been taught. It's not about answering the next email. It's not about working harder. It's not taking on the next task. And in fact, it's the exact opposite. One of the great adventures that I'm on these days is creating more space in my life, just to be, just to sit, just to sip a cup of coffee or tea, to be alone with my own thoughts so that I can get the awarenesses that are meant to flow through me. But when I'm all filled up and every hour of the day is maxed, that's not going to happen. I'm just going to keep doing the same until something derails or I'm in pain about something. And then that's when I used to stop and take a look at things and then create the change and then get to the up level. But it was the painful way. You know, the Course in Miracles says you can learn through love or you can learn through pain. And I'm really committed to learning through love these days. Not always getting it right, but I am noticing, just like today, I felt a little off kilter because I didn't start the day with how I actually do my best living. And this is what I want for every woman, for us to get really, not just comfortable receiving, but really great at it and really enjoying it, where there isn't squeamishness about you treating yourself, where indulgence isn't a bad word, where you are living your best life in every way. Yes, for you, and you're able to contribute to others, but it's this really expanded vision and where it's not just about working all the time. You know, I once I got off my mastermind call and that I went and worked out, I didn't really feel like it, but I knew that my body would feel better as a result. So I went and worked out, and then I was going to like immediately come to my desk, record this podcast, and like do a bunch of other things that I am scheduled to do today. And fortunately, because I'm really into like receiving the messages, I noticed I didn't feel like being in the regular routine. I didn't feel like being in the regular rhythm. And normally, like, I'm great at being effective and productive and getting it done and moving things forward. And I just didn't feel like it. So I went and took a bath. And then I went, and even though I was supposed to be like doing certain things according to the calendar, because I didn't get that morning time, I went and the sun was shining and I took my Ask and It Is Given book and my journal and the Italian coffee table book. And I went and took it outside and I just luxuriated in the things that fill my spirit and the things that relaxed my soul. And Glenn came out. He's like, what are you doing? And I said, I'm taking a break. And then I came inside and I was like, I want to like go somewhere or do something. And it's what is today? Today's Thursday. And it's like, I wanted to like say, Glenn, just take me out to lunch. Like, let's do a pattern interrupt. And I did have a few things on the calendar that I wasn't going to move, but just giving myself permission to unlock that. Like, we're so often, I would have just been like, drill it through, like move it forward. And I was like, you know, I didn't say I can't do that. I was like, okay, I don't want to reschedule that podcast interview and a couple other things. But the things I could reschedule, I did and I am. So it meant I started my day a little bit later today. And I'm also going to end it a little bit earlier because I feel like going and floating in the pool. And I just feel like doing it different today. This isn't a permission slip to distract you or get you out of momentum if that's what you're in. I just want to open up whatever it is that you need to receive. Like, do you need a nap? Do you need someone else to do the laundry? Do you desire? And do you desire support around the house or with the kids? Or is there something at work? And it's just a beautiful state for us women to get into, to understand that someone else can handle it, like all of it, even. It was interesting. I've hired an agency recently to work on a part of my business. And I was so excited during this like interview process because this woman was going, who's the head of the agency, was going to be taking on this project. And she very clearly knew what she was doing. She very clearly was the expert. She very clearly said, we are like, we handle it all, like from A to Z. And at the end of the conversation, I found myself saying, okay, now what do you need from me before the next call? Like, do you need me to create a list or get... And even Glenn was like, Gina, stop. It's like, we're so conditioned as women that like to be worthy of the next level or to be even worthy of help or support, like we still have to give, we still have to do. And it's not serving us, and it's not serving the world, and it's not serving our nervous system, and it's not serving the cortisol levels and all of the damage that gets done when we are out of our natural nature. So I want you to take a look at the areas that you're not letting yourself receive. Is it, are you not feeding yourself well? Are you not allowing beautiful, nourishing meals in your life? Are you not letting yourself receive at work? Is it in your romantic life? Is it in your lifestyle? Is it in your wardrobe? Like, is it with your children? Like, where is your next up level for receiving? I know a lot of you listening right now might be like, what are you talking about? And so I just want you to breathe and close your eyes. Just like, what is the next level of receiving for you? And it can be personal or professional. And if it doesn't come quickly, just keep asking. I want you to really get this for you. For me, I'm pretty good in the personal department. It's really around more of my wounding and healing comes in the business side of things. You know, in my book I write about there's three schools, basically. There's the school of love, the school of health, or the school of money. And it's not about money per se, as much as it's like the, at this point, it's like the whole business element. And I can still see so many areas of my life in my business where I tell myself, I have to. Well, I have to do that because that will make the money, or I have to do that because people are expecting me to, or, and in ways that aren't my highest desire. And there's been a lot of change going on inside of me and around my desire, specifically around work. And so I was noticing like, that's really my edge of like, ooh, when I ask the question, how good am I willing to let life get? It's like, oh, wow. Could I not just make money, but could I continue to grow my business if I wasn't doing all of the things that I'm used to doing, whether it's with clients or team? So that's what came up for me. I'd love to hear what comes up for you around receiving. Is it a work thing? Be specific. I'd love for you to screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram and or DM me if you want it to be more private. Like, let me know, what is it for you with receiving? Or is it more in the personal life? Do you find yourself just lost with like the minutia of all these to-dos and you're not letting yourself buy a new blouse and receive new clothes or flowers or support from your significant other? Like, what is it for you? I would love to hear. Fill me in. And ladies, let's just as a community together, let's support each other. Let's create the new paradigm and the new dynamic so that the new era that we're about to go into, we all haven't gone through this pandemic together for no reason. This is our version of the Dark Ages. You know, there were the Dark Ages in medieval times. And after the Dark Ages came the Renaissance. And the Renaissance was about the new birth. Renaissance literally means to flourish after a dark time. And I know that we are the women that are going to be holding that torch from these dark times into the new age. We're not through it yet, but we will get through it. And the world is going to be looking at us. We are the new leaders because we are deepening into the feminine, this patriarchal, overly masculine, addicted to the logical and the linear and all the concrete and the tangible stuff. This is, it's a dying system. And in the life, death, life cycle, we are the ones bringing new life. But you can't give what you don't have. And so we must give to ourselves right now as women. We must give ourselves an awareness of what does it mean for us to be feminine? What does it look like when we individually and collectively get so great at receiving that this is the hashtag new normal, that this is how we as a gender start treating ourselves and start modeling to the world. Because, you know, you train people how to treat you. And so if we're not treating ourselves with, yes, I'm going to let myself receive my intuition. I'm going to let myself receive support at home and at work. I'm going to let myself receive, oh, here was another great one. One of our friends, I suggested, like, when's the last time you just went away with your man? Like, you've got kids. Like, when's the last time? She's like, it's been a while, like years. And I was like, go away. Just do a 3-day weekend. Go away. And so she's like, okay. And I was like, what weekend? But I knew she needed the accountability. So she told me what weekend she was going to go away. And then the week before that weekend, I was like, so are you going away? I swear. I thought the internet froze and her screen froze because she just stopped like stone, this beautiful, amazing, blessed woman. And she's like, well, we've scheduled this trip and that trip. And it was, you know, a bit in the future. And I said, you can take a triple stand for the and you can go away. Like, it was like, we're the ones limiting the amount of joy and space and time off and all of it in our lives. Like, it's we're the ones doing it. So that means we're the ones that can change it as well. So let me know what you're going to be changing in your life so that you get really great at receiving. And to help you receive the ultimate, like, having it all queen lifestyle, meaningful work, and luxurious lifestyle, I want to make sure that you are totally in on the Q Club premiere. That's right. Make sure that you check out the show notes so that you get all the details. And I want you to come join us. It is free for 5 days. I'm going to be demonstrating, modeling, revealing this brand new, like never before filmed or seen, all things about dreaming big and daring and things that are delicious and divine and delightful. So it's, if you would like a big dose of all things feminine, queenhood, lifestyle, luxury, this is not a course. This is not a challenge. This is not a to-do list. This is not anything about that. This is all about you receiving. Let me pour into you, love you, lift you up. And you're going to be around women from around the world who are just like, yes, sign me up. So it's completely free. Check out the links in the show notes. I want to make sure that you are there. You're going to get a full-blown demonstration of what it looks like to get really great at receiving. So looking forward to seeing you there. All right, Queen, did you love this episode and know someone who would love it too? I would love for you to leave a review on iTunes and share this podcast over Instagram. Tag me at Gina DeVee. And thank you for Queen supporting Queens and for your continued support.